Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody greater than you. Nobody greater than you.
Nobody
less.
My friends, as you prepare your hearts and minds to receive this prayer, know that it carries the promise of immeasurable blessings, divine protection, and deliverance, all tailored for the month of April. This isn't just a prayer. It's a spiritual key to unlock God's abundant treasures for you in this month. Each word, each plea, is drenched in faith and hope, specifically channeling God's grace for the unique days that April brings. By making a commitment to listen to this prayer daily, no matter where you are, be it at home or in your car, during your commute, or in moments when you are alone, you are making a conscious choice to be surrounded by God's love and promises, to walk under His covering, and to experience His mighty hand of deliverance. Imagine beginning each day of April with a heart full of expectancy, knowing that you're not walking alone, but you are guided, guarded, and blessed by the Almighty God. Such is the power of consistent prayer, filled with faith and conviction. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, the Bible encourages us to pray without ceasing, highlighting the significance and impact of regular devoted prayer in our walk with God. Similarly, James 5, verse 16 tells us, the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. This verse reinforces the profound influence that passionate and sincere prayer can exert in our lives and the lives of others. Therefore, I warmly encourage you to embrace this prayer as your daily companion throughout this month. Let its words resonate within you, fueling your faith and strengthening your spirit. Embrace the blessings that God has in store for you. Lean into His protective care and experience deliverance from all that binds or seeks to hinder you. April is a month of renewal and growth, where the awakening of nature mirrors the rejuvenation of the soul, inviting us to embrace new beginnings and the blossoming of fresh possibilities in our spiritual journey. Isaiah 43, verse 19, reminds us, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." This verse speaks to the promise of God's revitalizing work in our lives, aligning perfectly with the idea of April as a time of spiritual awakening and new beginnings. Each day of this beautiful month of April, let's not forget that we serve a God who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. In a world that constantly shifts like sand beneath our feet, God remains our steadfast rock. Psalm 18, verse 2 declares, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold." I encourage you, my friends, to use this daily Jesus devotional prayer every day throughout the entire month of April. Leave it playing while you listen and pray each day. Stand in faith and watch how God will move in your life. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to listen or say this prayer in faith. Listen to it in your homes, in your cars, or wherever you are, so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and merciful God. Heavenly Father, Lord God Almighty, You are the Alpha and the Omega, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You are the beginning and the end, the first and the last. I come before you with thanksgiving and praise. You are the God of the impossible, the miracle worker, the promise keeper. Lord, there's none like you, for you are great and greatly to be praised. Your greatness is unsearchable. Father, I thank you for the gift of life. I am grateful for your daily provisions and benefits. I thank you for your unwavering faithfulness to me so far this year, and for all that you are about to do in my life for this month and beyond. Merciful Lord, I ask for your forgiveness for my sins and shortcomings. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness and renew a right spirit within me. I also forgive those who have trespassed against me, as you have also forgiven me. Father, I open my heart to receive your divine blessings this month. I am grateful that you are the giver of all good and perfect gifts. In your infinite mercy, I humbly seek your blessings in my life, according to your riches and glory. Let my days be filled with the testimony of your favor and goodness, and help me to walk in the light of your promises. Lord, as I journey through this month, I pray that every step I take will fall on fertile ground. Bless the work of my hands, and may all that I do produce abundant fruit. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, always flourishing and never withering. For this month, I ask that you bless my days, and may I be greeted with fresh mercies each morning. Lead me each day into a plain path, guiding me to the fullness of your purpose for my life. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke and bind the spirit of worry, fear, doubt, and uncertainty. Even when things seem impossible, I declare that I will remain confident in the blessings you've promised. Lord, may your blessings not only touch my life, but also overflow to those around me. Let me be a vessel of your love, favor, and blessings to others, showing them your goodness in tangible and meaningful ways. Mighty God, the one who has never lost a battle, I stand firm in confidence that when I face challenges, my heart will always trust in your victory. You are the God of the impossible. Therefore, every giant that stands before me, every mountain that seems overwhelming, I declare their downfall in the name of Jesus. Lord, I claim this victory over every area of my life. In the name of Jesus, I face my battles with unyielding faith. I rebuke every plan of the enemy against my life and the lives of my loved ones. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, for the battle belongs to you, O Lord. With you by our side, every chain is broken. Every yoke is destroyed, and we walk in triumphant victory in the name of Jesus. As I celebrate the victories you bring into my life, I give you all the glory, honor, and praise. For it's not by might nor by power, but by your spirit that I am victorious. God of all creation, I bring before you all my plans, dreams, and all that I do. I seek your guidance in every step I take. I commit my works to the Lord, so that my thoughts will be established. Lord, I commit all my endeavors into your capable hands. Let every task I undertake, every goal I set, align with your perfect will for my life. Let my actions reflect your wisdom and understanding. Surround me with your favor as a shield, paving the way for success and breakthrough. Teach me to be resilient, drawing strength from you, my never-ending source. and the face of discouragement, I declare that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Lord, teach me to be a good steward of the blessings that you have given me, not just for my benefit, but also for the advancement of your kingdom. With a grateful heart, I receive the blessings that you have destined for me. O Lord, my refuge and fortress, in you I find protection and security. You've promised to command your angels to guard me in all my ways. As I move through each day of this month, be my shield and buckler, protecting me against all harm and danger. For every snare laid out by the enemy, every pitfall on my path, I declare them nullified in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare that no evil shall befall me, and no plague shall come near my dwelling place. Father, I am grateful that your watchful eyes are always upon me. I rebuke every spirit of malice, envy, and hatred directed towards me. Lord, surround me and my loved ones with your hedge of protection and let your ministering angels encamp around us. As I journey through life, keep me from falling into the snares of the wicked. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I will not fear, for you are with me. I will not be dismayed, for you are my God. Strengthen me, Lord, and uphold me with your righteous right hand. Father, whenever I lay down to sleep, and as I go about my daily tasks, let your protective hand rest upon me. Lord, I am grateful that no terror of the night nor destruction during the day can stand against the protective power of your name. You are my ever-present help in times of need. I thank you, Lord, that you will preserve me from all evil. God of strength and wisdom, I ask for your guidance to resist and overcome all temptations and trials. I choose to flee from temptations as I seek to honor you above all else. Grant me the discernment to recognize the enemy's schemes and the courage to resist the devil. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I am more than a conqueror through you who loves me. Lord, you are the Prince of Peace, and I lay down all my burdens, worries, and anxieties at your feet. When fear tries to paralyze me and doubt seeks to undermine my faith, I claim your peace and love. Father, guide my thoughts and renew my mind. Let my meditation be on things that are true, honest, just, pure, and of good report. I thank you for your peace that surrounds me, a peace that the world cannot understand. No matter the storms I face, I remain unshaken because you are my refuge and strength. Merciful Father, I lift up my loved ones before you. Every family member, every friend, every individual, dear to my heart, every supporter, I present them into your loving care. In our going out and coming in, be our guide, ensuring our steps are ordered by you. Keep us safe from all evil, from all accidents and negative incidents in moments of uncertainty or danger. Lord, be our defense. Let them feel your presence, taking comfort in your promise that you will be with them. Lord, shield us from the arrows that fly by day and the pestilence that walks in the darkness. Let my loved ones come to experience the warmth of your love and grace and the security of being in your hands. I place them in your hands, Lord, as I trust in your divine protection. God of love and unity, as I pray for my loved ones, breathe upon us with your spirit of love and reconciliation. Lord, where there are rifts or misunderstandings, bring forgiveness and healing. Bind us together with cords of love that cannot be broken. Teach us to bear with one another, to forgive, and to build each other up. Let our home be a testament to your grace, showing patience, kindness, and enduring all things in love. In moments of disagreements or conflicts, let your peace reign supreme in our midst. May we be quick to listen, quick to forgive, slow to speak, and slow to anger. Let our home be a place where love abounds, unity prevails, and every member grows in the knowledge and fear of you. Merciful Lord, my healer, my great physician, I come before you, recognizing that you are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. In moments of physical pain, discomfort, and emotional trauma, I turn my eyes to you. Heal me, Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise. I stand upon this promise, asking for a divine touch upon every part of my body, mind, and spirit that needs healing. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke and bind every sickness, every disease, and every discomfort. I declare my healing, knowing that by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. As the days go by, let me experience your healing power flowing through me, keeping me and strengthening me. Let every symptom, every pain, and every sickness be removed. Lord, restore me to full health, body, mind, and spirit. You, Lord, have the power to restore the years that the locusts have eaten. I believe in your restorative power to mend and renew every part of my being. In the name of Jesus, I command every system, every organ, every joint, every marrow, and every cell in my body to align with divine health. I declare that imbalance will be corrected, every deficiency will be supplied, and every excess will be regulated in the name of Jesus. Lord, each day, let me witness a positive transformation in my health. Let strength replace weakness, vitality replace fatigue, and wellness replace illness. I declare that I shall run and not grow weary. I shall walk and not faint. Lord, let my restored health be a testimony of your grace and mercy. Loving Father, I pray for emotional and mental healing and wellness. Mend the broken areas of my life. Bring me comfort. Heal the wounds of my past and renew my mind. Let every negative thought, every anxious feeling, and every shadow of depression be lifted in the mighty name of Jesus. I receive with thanksgiving the testimonies of your healing power in my life and in the lives of my loved ones. Lord, my deliverer, you are my fortress, and I am thankful that I can run to you in times of trouble. Today, I seek deliverance from every situation that seeks to bind or oppress me. Every snare set by the enemy, every trap laid in secret, I bind them and command them to be exposed and destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against me in judgment, I condemn. Clothe me with your spiritual armor so that I can stand against the schemes of the devil. Lord, open my eyes to recognize the devices of the enemy. Let me not be ignorant of his tactics, but be always vigilant and wise. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every spirit of darkness, confusion, and stagnation that seek to take root in my life. I walk in dominion and divine authority, declaring my deliverance from every form of bondage. I stand firm, knowing that whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Mighty God, today I stand against every chain, every bond, and every shackle that seeks to hold me captive. Every chain of limitation, every bond of addiction, and every shackle of fear. I command them to break and be shattered in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare my freedom and liberation from all that seeks to constrain and confine me. I pray for the strength to walk in this newfound freedom. Let my steps be firm, my resolve unshakable, and my faith unwavering. Lord, I give thanks to you for breaking every chain and setting me free. Everlasting Father, the one who delivers, I seek divine deliverance from generational curses, evil powers, witchcraft, spells, and negative words spoken over my life. I rebuke and bind every negative word, every curse, and every evil force against me and my loved ones in the name of Jesus. I declare today that I am not bound by the errors or decisions of my ancestors. I break free from any chain that seeks to tie me to past mistakes. Lord, help me to put a watch over my mouth and to be conscious of the words I speak. Let my words be seasoned with grace and filled with life. I declare that I am a new creation in Christ. The old has passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Father God, I am grateful that you are working all things together for my good and the good of my loved ones. Gracious Lord, as April unfolds its days, I give you thanks each day. I declare that this month will bring me an abundance of your blessings and a new season of your goodness and mercy. Let our homes overflow with love, peace, unity, and praise. Let your comforting presence and your Holy Spirit surround us. Loving Father, I place my life into your hands. I declare that every day of this month and every day of my life, I am blessed. Lord, in this month of April, I pray for the manifestation of new things in my life, trusting that you will make a way in my wilderness and bring rivers to my deserts. Let your hand open doors for me and lead me into new realms of opportunity and divine purpose. May this be a time of profound renewal and growth, leading me to your promised victories and blessings. I receive your blessings with thanksgiving and praise. Let your will be done in my life and in the life of my loved ones, as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comment section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you. In the name of
Hallelujah, hallelujah, and welcome to Jesus in the Morning. I'm your host, Evangelist Barbara Pittman of Freedom Doors Ministries, and I come to you live each weekday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And today, really and truly, is April 19th, 2024. We're 4 months and 19 days into this new year. And we're thankful unto Almighty God. He has brought us this far. And I heard the April prayer, thought it would be very fitting for us that we get the blessings of April from Almighty God. So I wanted to share that this morning, and I'm so thankful that I can share it. And we believe that we touched and agreed with this prayer, with this man praying this prayer, and that not only God heard, but he's going to answer us by blessing us with what we asked for, touched and agreed with in this prayer this morning. So listen, I wanted to read the scripture for today, and it's Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10. And this is our verse for today. I'm asking that you hold on to it. You can go and read Isaiah 41, the entire chapter, if you like. But I want you to pay close attention to verse 10. It says, fear thou not. In other words, fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yeah. I will help thee. Yeah, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. So we want to hold on to this, no matter what comes our way this weekend, no matter what come our way next weekend. It does not matter, the day nor the hour. We don't have to fear because God is with us. No need to be dismayed, feeling stressful or in distress. But he's our God, and he will strengthen us, yeah. He'll help us, yeah. He'll uphold us with the right hand of his righteousness. So we don't have to fret. We don't have to fear. We don't have to be scared. We don't have to wonder. We don't have to worry. We don't have to be over-concerned. We don't have to overthink things. We just simply trust God. And don't be afraid. Don't be fearful. Knowing that he's here with us. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. He'll be with us until the end. Yeah, but we must remember these things and hold on to them. He's the God that heal all manner of sickness and disease, no matter what it is, no matter what this body is going through. He made the body. He know all about it. He know what to take out and what to put in. He's the God that can perform surgery without a knife. Hallelujah. He can speak to the body that's got it lined up. I believe that. He can look at it with the thought of healing, and it will heal. I believe that. Because when he spoke light, it appeared. He spoke it into existence. And I believe he can speak healing to us today. And we want to be healed of every sickness and every disease. Yeah, whatever they say we got, we've been diagnosed with. We thank God for doctors. We thank God for medications that will heal and help us to continue until we heal. But we want the total healing of Almighty God from the crown of our heads to the very sole of our feet. We want the total healing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because he's that kind of God. And we just must believe and believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So if you constantly praying for healing, if you constantly praying that he bless others, if you're constantly touching and agreeing for others, yeah, and asking God to heal you. We seeking him in his word to obey him. Healing will come. I'm not telling you what they told me. I'm telling you what I know. And some people say, oh, well, Barbara, you didn't know. He's no respecter of persons. If we're willing to serve him by serving others, if we truly love him and we want his will to be done, not only in our lives but in the earth, that others will be blessed, then we're going to be blessed. And if healing is your desire, it's the desire of your heart to be totally healed, God give desires. He said if we'll delight ourselves in him, he will give us the desires of our hearts. So we must delight ourselves in him. Let him be the first of everything in our lives and watch God heal. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Depart from evil. Yeah. Anything you know that you're doing that you shouldn't be doing, work on that thing. Over here, We are working on gossiping. We are working on unforgiveness. We're working on judging others. Yeah, there are several things we're working on that we need to watch as well as pray and be careful that we're not doing these things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Today is Testify Friday. Again, it's April 19, 2024. And if you have a testimony that you want to share today, I don't care what's going on, please feel free to press that number one and come in. Yeah, and tell them the goodness of God. Yeah, because this is what's happening. Someone is going through what you're going through or what you've gone through, but you come out. So someone need to know, I'm going through this, but I'm going to come out. And they'll know it if you share how God brought you out. He may not bring us all out the same way, but he will bring us out. Hallelujah. I'm a living witness. No matter what it is, I had some things pressing yesterday, and I had to call this number, and I had been doing it, looked like almost a week today it would have been. And it come to me yesterday, just keep calling till you get them. Keep calling till you get them because it's busy, it's busy. And I kept calling, but I was coming down the street back from the hospital over at St. Vincent's. And it come to me, pray the prayer of faith. Go on and pray. I mean, you just keep dialing the number. Pray and let it go. I prayed and let it go. Well, I was coming in here in my office, and I was going to send the person an email, and it come to me on the way to the office from the living room. I said, Lord, let them call me today. Yeah, let them call me. I've called, I've left messages. Lord, let them come on and call me today. I need to get this over with. I was in here attempting to email. The phone rang, and when I looked, it was the person I needed to talk to. You hear me? I know what prayer can do. I know that God have all power. There's no higher power. I know that the earth is his, the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. He made it. I know we belong to him. Do you know the good, the bad, and the ugly still belong to him? He made us all for his pleasure. Yeah, and he give us free will. We can do whatever we want to do. He will allow us to do it. But there are always consequences for your actions. He said the wages of sin is death. The pay for sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. Hallelujah. Through his son, Jesus Christ. So we can choose either way to go because he so loved the world, the good, the bad, and the ugly, that he sent his only begotten son, that whoever believe on him won't perish but have everlasting life. The choice is ours. We make our own decision. We make our own choices. Now, he will help us if we cry out for his help. But if we think we got it and we can do it, he will allow it. But if you lean to your own understanding and you don't acknowledge him in all your ways, I can't say he's directing your path. And if you don't fear him and you're evil and you're still doing wrong things that you know is wrong and you don't have no real respect for him and you're acting as if he don't see what you're doing, then guess what? He don't have it. You have it. And I don't know how many know that without him, we can do nothing. And I need him to lead and guide me in the right path for his name's sake. I need him on my side because it's the winning side. And I want to be on his team because it's the winning team. Yeah, I don't really have to fight. I just have to trust him. And if there's a time come to fight, I war in the spirit through prayer. I put his word to work. I let the word do the work for me. Yeah, Donna Lawrence really helped me with that. Let the word of God work for me because I don't have to fight. Now, the work that I need to do is I need to talk of his wondrous works and make known his deeds among the people. And many times how we make them deeds known, when they sick in the hospital, you go when nobody else is going. When they on their sick bed, you go and you pray with them. You encourage them. You keep them company. Somebody in the family pass away, you go. Take food, take baked goods, whatever you can do. Encourage them. Many people, they don't know what to say. People request prayer. They don't even know what to pray for the person. But I let God lead and guide me in what to say. And sometimes it's what I want to hear. If I was in this situation, what would I want people to say? Sometimes people make their requests known. Pray for this or pray for that. They don't be specific per se. But we got to be led by the Spirit of God to know what to do. We say we're here. We say we followers of Christ. But many things went on back in that day. He did much more than thousands up on the mount with two fish and five loaves of bread. He did more than that. He did more than heal the sick. He did much more than call Lazarus forth. He did much more than when the woman touched the hem of his garment, she was healed. He did much more than that. And he's still today doing much more than that. We need a lot of stuff. We need a lot of things. I said need. Then we turn around and we want a lot of stuff and we want a lot of things. And he's the supplier. Again this morning, the earth is his. The fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Do we really believe this? Do we really believe that if we believe and seek him, he will reward us? Do we really believe that? Or do we half-heartedly believe? I prayed, I'm asking the Lord. But you don't really, you're not enthused. You don't really believe he's healing you. I believe right now, even as I'm talking, I'm getting a healing in my body. If I need money, I believe God will supply. I just can't be foolish with what he supplies. Yeah. Let me tell you something. I was shopping Walmart, groceries, this, that, the other. And nobody but the Lord, I know it was, spoke to me and let me know, watch what you're doing now. Watch what you're doing. I began to watch what I was doing and cut it off to a certain degree. And I wish you could have saw the blessings I saw. I was like, yeah, this is what I've been doing. I've been giving to Walmart. Yeah. So we watch as well as pray. We truly trust God and we really believe and watch what God does for you. He will heal that body. He will pay those bills. He will call that child to come home. He will call the wife to straighten up. He'll call your husband to get right. Yeah. He does all of this. And so I'm thankful unto him. Hallelujah. He's that kind of God. So today is Testify Friday, and we have a great testimony today. And I think I played it before, but I wanted to share this one again this morning. And look, I'm coming at you with this one request. And when we come back, we're coming back to take a listen to the testimony of the day.
Across the sea, where and their hearts are free. And from the throne, King Jesus beckons. All the hills of old are calling me.
Hallelujah, Mrs. Esther Goodman, the Holy Hills of Heaven calls me, is the name of that one this morning. And we thank God for good gospel music. We thank God for anointed music that moves us in our spirit, that calls us to tell God, thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And that's what we need to do more of, telling God, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Father, most of all, your love. Because that's what gives us grace and mercy, because he loves us. And so we're so thankful unto him this morning. We give him glory. We give him the honor. And we give him the praise. For there's none like him. Hallelujah. We can search all over, yet we won't find nobody. Nobody greater than Almighty God. Yeah, we heard from Sean Mitchell early this morning. Bring that to us. Yeah, nobody's greater. Hallelujah. I believe that today, and no one can take that from me. Yeah, because Almighty God is the great God. He's on our side in spite of us. He's looking beyond our fault and yet meeting our needs. Yeah, he's for us today. He is for us. And listen, right quickly, I want to go to this little one-minute prayer. I love this little prayer, and I love to share it with you, because I realize what she's saying will bless us in this day. It will even bless our day. And so I like to hear her pray this prayer, and I touch and agree with her. And I got to get back on it. Y'all bear with me here. Yeah, I think I'm finding it. I don't think I went down in the song vault far enough. All right, we're going to keep going until we find her. I don't think I took her out of here. All right, well, let's do this one right quick, because I have 7 minutes before I have 2 hours left. And I want to do this one right quick. And we're coming straight back with the testimony of the day.
Oh, the blessing from above. Well, I hear the sick and I hear the lame. Said you can do it too in Jesus' name. He lifts you up and turns you around. Put your feet back on higher ground. Well, I hear the sick and I hear the lame. Said you can do it too in Jesus' name. I lift you up and I turn you around. Can I touch your feet back on high ground?
Hallelujah, Mr. Van Morrison. And then I found the 1 minute prayer. But we thank God today for truly his blessings, his miracle. And we'll pray the prayer before we leave this morning. Hallelujah. Good morning to everyone. Sister Rita, God bless you this morning. Good morning. Good morning to you, Sister Rose Brown. God bless you today. Good morning to you, area code 434. 981 are the first three numbers. God bless you this morning. Good morning to you. Good morning to you, Sister Irene. God bless you today. Good morning to you, Sister Dorothy Goodman. God bless you today. And we thank God for each and every caller of those that haven't pressed the number one, but yet they tune in to hear, hallelujah, what the Spirit has to say to them. They are the church. We are the church. Hallelujah. So we're thankful unto Almighty God. So listen, we're going to get our testimony of the day going. And I'm not going to even really try to explain it. I just want y'all to take a listen this morning. Hallelujah.
We'd like to sing a song to you today, and then I'm going to share a little story. You may be seated. Thank you so much for standing. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Above his name, there is no other name. The one who is eternally the same. There is no other name. The first, the last, he's the beginning and the end. He is the king who made the common man his friend. There is no other name. I want you to sing it with me. Let every tongue proclaim. Say Jesus.
see Capital Community, the reason I'm excited and I hope we'll always be excited about our Messiah is because I didn't come from a Pentecostal family. Maybe some of you are second or third generation. Maybe most of you are first. But I came from a very religious Hindu family. My father, my grandfather, my great-grandfather, both on my maternal and paternal side, were Hindu chief priests. My great-grandfather and grandfather were chief priests of some of the largest temples where I was born in Malaysia. Of the Indian descent, the Hindu religion, it is unthinkable if you are a daughter or granddaughter or great, if you have a lineage from centuries old of being in the priesthood of the Hindu religion, there is no way you can step into another religious system and let it be accepted. I was not allowed to worship any other way but through the Hindu system. I was hungry. I remember as a teenager, you know, if you're a girl child, if you're a female in the Brahmin family, you are not allowed to read the books. You're not allowed to read the sacred Hindu books, sacred to them. But I was so hungry even then. Anybody know what I'm talking about? That you want some answers and you're desperate and you don't know which way, but you want the answers and you will do anything to get it. Well, see, when I was a child, I was, in fact, a teenager, I would sneak into my grandfather. This is a mighty confession to you this morning, CCC. I would sneak into my grandfather's library and steal the sacred books to read it. Thank God there were English translations. And I would read it looking for an answer, looking for God. And then I'd be caught and I'd be punished. My grandfather was a slightly modern thinking man, not really, but he kind of loved me. I think that was as modern as he got. He loved me enough to say, don't do it again because this time they will really beat you up. But he knew I was hungry. So he knew many times I snuck in and took those books and he'd close one eye. He would say, don't you see, you're a girl. You cannot read these holy books. Were only for guys. Ladies, don't be mad at him. He lived in an era where he really believed what he believed. So did I. But I knew that there was something more. That it cannot be 3.3 million gods in the religion. I don't know how Hinduism has 3.3 million gods. Maybe they made them up as they go along. But the thing is that I knew that there was one. And that one knew me. I just didn't know how to prove it. So I thought, if I kept reading and if I kept looking and I kept asking, I said, Grandfather, why is it that in your prayers you keep talking about the one God that will come to earth in the form of flesh and die on a tree? You're Hindu. Why are you talking? Who is this one God? And he would shush me up. He would say, don't ask so many questions. So you see, this hunger just only grew. The more it was tried to be suppressed, the more I wanted to find out. And so I thought, you know what? I will just let this go for a while. I'll keep stealing. I'll keep sneaking in. I'll keep asking questions. Nobody seemed to know the answer. Somehow I suspected my grandfather did, but didn't want to talk about it. And so I grew up. A debilitating sickness took over my body. I'm not even sure what age it was, but it was gradual. I became very sick in my body. I graduated college and I started to work, but this sickness was so bad that I would just collapse for no reason. You see, since I was a baby, my parents, good people, they gave me everything I needed, but they were religious. And they dedicated me to these gods of Hinduism. So as a young child, I was controlled by forces that I had no control over. And so all I could think of is I needed to be healed, but I didn't know how. So I went to temples. There was a time, I think I was 18 and my father, no, maybe 17, my father took me to India to a temple. And it was a tall temple, Bishop, and it had a spiral staircase and it seemed to go on forever. And I thought if I climbed that staircase, maybe I'd meet God on top. So my parents were in the foyer of this beautiful, ornate, traditional-looking temple with carvings all over, and I took off running. I could then. And I took off running on these steps to arrive at the top, and I was... I just saw this huge area. It was it had an outer court, and then it had an inner place with a water and a candlestick. Yes. Outer court, inner court, and then there was a big heavy veil. See, the enemy knows a good thing. He'd counterfeit it. He copies anything. So I look at the veil and I thought, that's where God must be. He's hiding from me. Well, the priest wasn't around. See, I knew the rules. When the priest was not around, you can possibly do some things, sort of get away with it. The priest was around. I just didn't see him. He probably was inside somewhere. So I opened this heavy veil aside. It was heavy. I had to push with it. And then I went in, and there was this, I don't know how many feet, this huge idol, many eyes, four or five heads, many arms, and it looked imposing and intimidating. And I thought, that's it. Surely God can heal me. Surely this thing here would heal me. I grabbed a hold of it and started begging this God to heal my body. And I don't know where the priest came from. I knew he was around, probably hiding or whatever. And he suddenly came at me with his hands and his fist raised. And he said, how dare you defile this sacred place? Now you've touched this idol. How dare you defile it? Of course I defiled it. I couldn't even read the books, much less touch this God. Yes, I defiled it. To him, I took off running downstairs like the demons were after me, because I thought he was going to beat me or hit me, do something. I was like, I'm sorry. He shouted after me and said, you are a sinner. You will never be able to touch God. There will always be a wall between you and God. Those words never left me. I said, well, I'm sunk for now. That's it. Do you know who you worship, CCC? Do you know this morning that no matter who you are, where you've come from, what you've done yesterday, last night, or last year, you have access. You have access. It doesn't matter. Yes, we sinners have an access. That veil was torn into two, and we are worshiping a touchable God. We can touch him. He can touch us. We can enter the throne of grace boldly, he said, in the time of need through the blood. But I didn't know that then. See, I could only hear the voice of this Hindu priest telling me, you're a sinner. You cannot touch God. You defile this place. So I ran. I ran all the way down those spiral steps, met my parents in the foyer, and they said, what happened to you? I said, nothing. Let's just go back to the hotel. Went back to the hotel and then flew back home the next day. My pilgrimage to search for God was over for now. My sickness was still in my body. And then I remembered that many years ago, people would come to my door and give me a tract, Jesus Saves. Well, who's that? I didn't know who Jesus was. And I certainly wasn't interested in another God. I had many already. Thank you. 3.3 million plus Jesus? No thanks. And they're like, Jesus Saves. And I'm like, well, thank you very much, but I've got my own religion. You know what I'm talking about. Yes, you do. And so when the pain ravaged and it became so bad that me passing out and collapsing, the doctors thought they had a tumor in my brain. They just, some of them, and then they did CAT scans. They did all kinds of scans and testing. They couldn't find out why that this pain was just growing and debilitating, and there was no cure. That all they did was they gave me a bottle of painkillers. You know, if you take four a day, you might be able to manage it. I didn't want to manage it. I wanted to cure it. And so I thought to myself, you know what? Maybe if I took the whole bottle, I'll manage it real good. I'd die and then, you know, no life, no pain. You know, when you're desperate, you think thoughts like that. When you're desperate and there's no answer and hope is just a dream or talk, you think things like that. So I was desperate. So probably on the last day of my life on this planet, or at least according to my plans, I was sitting in my room. It was late, probably 10:30, 11 o'clock. I had not taken any medication. I was just in so much pain. And then I remembered a tract, Jesus Saves. I also remembered a Christmas card that I once received. I don't know why, who would even send me a Christmas card. We didn't celebrate Christmas. But in that, again, it says Jesus, Savior. I'm like, you know what? What have I got to lose? What have I got to lose? Nobody would know. They're not going to find out. I'll call him. See if he hears me. See if he even knows me. After all, priest said that I could never go through the veil. That I didn't have access. So he probably, nothing is going to happen in this empty room. The lights were switched off. It was time to go to bed. But I sat up, shaking in pain. And I cried out, Jesus! Nothing happened at first. I said, I'm Hindu. I worship many gods. You know, just in case he didn't know, I was introducing myself to him. You know how it is. I didn't know he knew all things. I didn't know he enabled me to be conceived, that he knew me. Even when I was in my mother's womb, I didn't know any of it. I didn't know him. You do. You don't have an excuse. Don't even try to look for one anymore. You do. And so I tried again. Jesus! And in that darkened room, see that room, there wasn't street lights outside. It was built in such a way that there was a street out there, but no street lights. And so there was this light. It could not have come from a street light because there were no street lights outside that house that we lived in Malaysia. And a light just penetrated the room. I never saw a face, but there was a form that filled the entire room. A light and a voice. The first and only time that I've ever heard him audibly. Nowadays, it's in my spirit, and I thank God for that voice. But that day, when I cried out to him and told him I need healing in my body, that voice rang out in my room. I am Jesus. I am God. And he, the pain in my body that I had for many years, that I'd become accustomed to, was healed. In an instant, the pain was gone. Oh, come on, CCC, get excited. Get excited with me for yourselves, for me, for those that need him, for those that need the Messiah. Can we shout to God? Shout to God. Oh, the pain left. The pain disappeared. The problems just started. My parents were still upstairs in the room. The next day was a Friday. Just any old day for you and I these days, but Friday for the Hindu is prayer day. So early the next morning, my mother knocks on my door. I'm still basking in this Jesus deal. That I have no clue what just happened the night before. All I know is that I couldn't go back. He'd come to my life now. My pain was gone. I was a testimony. He had healed my pain. So what do I do? What do you do when you're faced with truth and then the other side of your life? What do you do? My mother knocked on the door and I was still just so excited that Jesus had healed me. I opened the door. I'd forgotten it was Friday and a Hindu. I mean, who? I don't think I was Hindu after that. I knocked on the door. I mean, she knocked on the door, opened it. I said, yes, Mom. She said, what do you mean, yes, Mom? Why aren't you dressed? I'm like, for what? She looked at me like I lost my mind. She said, we're going to the temple. We're going to the temple. We're going to the temple to do prayers. You know? Get dressed. And I grabbed her hand. I said, Mom, I can't go. She said, why not? You sick? Boy, that day I wished I had the flu or something. Something to blame on. Yes, I'm sick. Leave me alone. I couldn't lie. Don't know why. I looked at her and I said, I can't go to the temple, Mom, because Mom, I saw Jesus. And my mom really then looked at me like I'd lost my mind. She looked at me and she said, I don't know what you're talking about. Get dressed, get in the car. My mother was the granddaughter and great-granddaughter of chief priests. My dad came down and said, why aren't you ready? I said, I'm not going to the temple. I'm sorry. Forgive me, but I cannot go to the temple. So they left me alone. They just thought probably I was having one of those spells. I don't know what they thought, but they just thought that, you know, because I was sick for a long, long time. They knew about my physical pain and physical sickness. And so they let it be and they went. My mother said, when I come back, we will talk. All I knew was to get a hold of that name that you know, that no matter how hard it gets, you can get a hold of that name. And I got a hold of that name and I said, Jesus, help me. I don't know what to say or what to do when they come back from the temple. They came back. My mother didn't come back alone. She came back with another priest. They were going to exorcise me probably. And so they came back with another priest, and my mom and my dad and this priest, they were just talking to me and talking to me. And then somebody else drove up and there was another priest. Said some of these priests were my relatives. They were my uncles and cousins, but they were priests. They didn't talk to me as an uncle or a cousin. They talked to me as priests. They kept circling around me and talking to me and telling me that Jesus is false, that I had somehow been brainwashed by Christian friends. Yeah, I guess I was brainwashed, but it was not by a Christian friend. It was by a friend. One friend. Only friend I need, actually. And so I just told them, I didn't say a lot because they were adults and I was a young girl and they were fierce and intimidating and they were very angry. And my father was standing in the corner crying because he was very close to me. My dad was my best friend. And I thought he would understand. I said, Dad, I have to follow Jesus. He was the only one I trusted I could say this. And he just shook his head in disappointment. That hurt me more than anything else. These priests didn't hurt me. My father's disappointment hurt me. He just shook his head and was disappointed. He said, why? I said, I don't know. I don't know. I don't care whether I ever know. I know I must. And so they surrounded me and they were just mocking Jesus and they were saying, this is all false and he doesn't love you and you don't know and you're going to lose every inheritance. You're going to lose your lineage. You're going to lose the priesthood lineage. Do you know even who you are? Do you know who your great grandparents are? Do you know what your history? You know what I'm talking about. Persecution doesn't just come by chopping off our heads. Persecution can come by family and friends and girlfriends and boyfriends just wanting not to have anything to do with you anymore if you just prayed. Nowadays it's not if you believe in Jesus I chop your head off. Nowadays if you believe in Jesus you might lose your job. And so they were just unrelentingly trying to surround me and forcing me to do whatever and pushing me, telling me to recant, telling me to just come away from that belief. To say that Jesus did not exist, I would not. All I did was inwardly was clench my fist, and all I said was Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Sometimes if you don't know the words, that's all you need. because the Spirit is in that name. The blood is in that name. All of his promises are in that name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You don't have to be eloquent to get his attention. You've just got to be desperate to get his attention. You've just got to be in need to get his attention, because he is magnetized. He's attracted to need. He's attracted to desperation. Is it making sense to anybody? And so I stood there, and they were mocking me, and all of a sudden one of my cousins, one of the priests, turned around and told my mom and dad, "We cannot help her. Whatever that's got a hold of her is more powerful than anything we can say." And I tell you, that gave me so much hope that they felt him too. They rejected him, but they couldn't help but acknowledge his power and his presence. There is no other name. Can you shout that name out right now? There is no other name. One more time, Jesus. Can you shout the name into your problem right now? Jesus. The first, the last, is the beginning and the end. He is the King who made the common man his friend. There is no other name. The first, the last, beginning and end. He is the King who made the common man his friend. There is no other name. Let every tongue proclaim and sing. Sing it with me. The name. My mother ran upstairs, got my little suitcase, put as many clothes as she can. She said, "You've got to leave us now. We've got to drop you off wherever your Christian friends are." I didn't have any Christian friends. So I was like, "Where are you going to drop me?" "So somewhere. You know, I mean, you can't live here anymore. You can't live with us." I moved out. You know, the good thing is, when you're among believers like you, you make room for those that are thrown out. I know you do. I know you. You may just have met me today, but I know you. And so we lived with a Christian family. We moved away, and they took us in and took care of us. We used to visit them, and we used to just, it was wonderful. They loved me. And that support was needed, because I could not go back to my parents' house anymore. I would call birthdays, Mother's Day, and she would just hang up. She's a good lady, you know. My mother's not a mean person at all. She just felt betrayed. She didn't know how to handle me or handle it. And so I would just keep getting rejected. You know, every phone call would just be, she'd just hang up as soon as she heard my voice. And so 1 year had passed. I'd gone for Bible studies. I was baptized in Jesus' name. I received the Holy Ghost. I was rabid about other people getting to know him. That's all my focus was. That's all my focus is. And 1 year had gone by. I never heard from them. My dad calls me. He calls me. He says, hello. I said, Dad. He said, look, your mother doesn't know I'm calling you. I said, okay. I thought something bad had happened. He said, he was a very successful businessman. He said, there were some things in the business, some investments that could be lost, but I'm very worried about it. But for some reason, when I slept last night, I closed my eyes and you came to my mind. I said, me? He said, yes. We never even talk about you. But you came into my mind and I was compelled to call you. I don't even know why. And the Lord spoke to me and said, but you do. I said, Dad, I don't have that kind of answers that you need for your investment in your business, but I know one thing. I know that someone that could give you peace through it all. He may even be able to fix the issue, but most importantly, he will fix your heart. And my father said, oh, no, I'm not coming to your church. And no. I said, Dad, you don't have to come to church. Just come to meet me at the parking lot. You know how that is, right? We say stuff like that. Then they come to the parking lot. No sooner you know it, they're in the church. And he said, okay. So he met me at the parking lot outside our church. And he was there. And he wound down the window. And I said, Dad, it's really hot here. Salami tactics. Step by step. Slice by slice. He said, so what do you want me to do? I said, well, it's a weekday, Dad. There's no church. There's no church in the middle of this Tuesday afternoon or Tuesday evening. Come upstairs. There's air conditioning in that room, in the church room, and at least we can sit and talk peacefully and nobody will disturb us. But it's hot in the parking lot. He said, all right. So he walked up and we went into the church and there was air. Wasn't lying about that. What I didn't know was Tuesday night, and I really didn't know this church. Please don't look at me in a bad way, but I didn't know Tuesday night was prayer meeting night. I really did. I forgot, I guess. I should have known. So my dad walked in, and he heard sounds of people praying. There was not many people. There probably about 50-member church, and maybe about 10 or 15 people were praying, but one is good enough for God to move. One prayer person is good enough for God to do his thing. And so Dad walked in to the foyer and into the room, and he looked at everybody praying. They didn't mind him at all. They were just up in the front of the sanctuary like this, praying and just connecting to God. He sat right at the back. I sat with him. And as soon as he sat down, he started crying and he's saying, what is that? I said, what's what? He said, what is that? I don't know what I'm feeling in here. It's like so thick. It's something. And I can't stop crying. And one of the people, it was a little old lady. She was a prayer warrior. I'm always scared about Pentecostal little old ladies who are prayer warriors. They change things. She came around. She didn't touch my dad. She didn't even go very, very near him. She just came into our little space at the back. And she just asked me. She said, is it a friend, a relative? I said, it's my father. She said, oh, okay. And then she just said, tell him to just lift up his hand. I said, all right. I was a new convert, remember, 1 year. And then I looked at him and said, Dad, do you want to just sort of lift up your hand a little bit? And he just complied. My dad doesn't comply. My dad complied, and he just went like that, and he was crying. And then that little old lady at that time just came in front, still didn't touch him, just extended his hand towards him and began to just whisper in that heavenly language, the heavenly language that I was just listening, just learning to speak in, and just had received the Holy Ghost. And she was speaking in that. My father began to open his mouth, and then he suddenly jackknifed and stood up with his hands and opened his mouth. And she said, just say hallelujah. He only had half that hallelujah out of his mouth. God filled him with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Filled him with the Holy Ghost. He was shaking. He didn't know what was going on. I didn't know what was going on. Somebody ran upstairs to the second floor and got the pastor of the church. He ran down. He looked at him and he said, we need to baptize you. We need to put you in the water. Well, at that time, my dad was so dazed. He was so under the power of God, he would have done anything. He'd have walked on coals. to whatever. He said, I don't care. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't care. And he looked at me. He said, is this what you've been doing all this while? He said, is this why you left everything and came to this Jesus? I said, yes. He said, I don't blame you. And so we took him and we put him in the water of baptism. And when he came out of the water, you see, the Hindu people, they wear that red thread. It is a connection, a pledge, a vow they make to obey and worship many gods. And my father had that red thread. God gave him the Holy Ghost despite anything. Because God is merciful and he's loving and he's kind. But when he came out of the water, my dad took the red thread and snapped it out of his wrist and said, I don't need that anymore. Come on, church. There is no other name. Can we just stand right now and lift up our hands? Why don't you go to him and say, God, give me that shot in the arm. Give me that extra hope, that extra faith, because I believe God wants to fill you with the baptism of his Spirit this morning. If you've never experienced what I've been talking about, then he's talking to you right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, church. There is no other name but the name of Jesus. Above his name there is, just worship him, no other name. The one who is eternally the same. There is no other name. Worshiping God right now as I speak to you. Just keep worshiping God. God is going to move in a mighty way. He's going to heal. How many of you here, you've come for specific healing? Specific healing, whether it's your body. Lift up your hands. Sky high. Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, sir. Specific healing, whether it's the mind, the heart, the finances, the family. And specific, I want to tell you that before he heals, he's going to fill. Because the greatest miracle of all was not that my sickness was healed. The greatest miracle is when he filled me with his baptism of the Holy Ghost. That was the greatest. All other miracles pale in comparison of God coming to live inside of us. I told my dad after he came out of the river and he snapped that red string. I told my dad, I said, Dad, I need one favor. He said, yes, I need a favor too. Don't tell your mother. I said, deal. My mom, she's a sweet lady, but I think she's intimidated everybody in the family. So my dad said, I said, Dad, this is your business between you and God, okay? But don't tell mother anything. God will give you that timing where you can reach her. But I need a favor from you. He said, what? I said, both my younger brothers, they were going to be ordained as Hindu priests in a matter of months or a year. I needed to get them out. I needed to reach them, Bishop. And so I said, Pastor Woodward, I said, two brothers. He said, what do you want me to do with them? I said, bring them to me. And you come with them. let's talk to them about this. Dad, don't you think they need this? He said, yes, it would be good for them. They need to change. Those boys drive me crazy. I said, good. That's good motivation. Just bring them. And so he brought the two boys and they sat there. You see, I'm the oldest in the family. In our culture, if you're the oldest, you have clout. You're like a second mom. You have clout. Let me tell you, CCC, you got clout, use it. If you've got clout and influence over your friends, your work people, your family members, use it. Use it unashamedly. Not obnoxiously, but unashamedly. And so I told my brothers, I said, I'm the big sister. And they were like, yes, ma'am. I said, God wants to save you and God wants to fill you. I was just a year old in the Lord. I didn't know the Bible. I didn't dare touch the Old Testament. I knew that Jesus loved me and loved them. And I was in Bible school at that time just learning about different things. I knew that Jesus was the one God. That he's our Father. And I said, now boys, I know you believe in many gods, but this is it. I told my whole story of how he healed me. And then Dad interjected and said, you need Jesus. They're like, yes, sir. They were not going anywhere. So we began to pray with them and I saw them and I began to talk to them. And the older of the two boys, they were both younger than me, but the older of the two boys, they came and it was a service in New Zealand. My husband and I were pastoring in New Zealand at that time. This was many years later. They came to a service. They already knew about Jesus. They knew what Jesus had done with me. The older of the two boys came to a church service and Brother Marshall got a hold of him and all he did was lift up his hands and begin to worship God and God filled him with the Holy Ghost and he was baptized in Jesus' name. The younger of the two boys was filled with the Holy Ghost and was baptized in Jesus. Both my brothers and their wives were baptized and received the Holy Ghost. The only one holding out was Mom. She knew me. But I knew she knew I was a gone case. You know, there's no way to bring her back to Hinduism or whatever. But sooner or later, God melted the ice in her heart against me. And she began to communicate with me and receive my phone calls and begin to talk to me. Today, she's my best friend. I mean, she'll call me for everything. From arthritic pain to whatever. She will call me.
Hallelujah.
And 7 months ago, I received a phone call from a cousin of mine. And she said, did you know that Mom bought a bouquet of flowers and went to a local church? In Malaysia. I said, what church? You mean temple? She said, no, Vani, it wasn't a temple. She went to a church. I didn't ask her to go. I wasn't responsible for that. You see, there are some things that God knows that maybe it's beyond us, but he will do it all by himself. Like the tide that comes in without my help. And the wind and the breeze that moves trees without my help. Many things he wants us involved in the salvation of souls and the harvest. Yes, God wants us involved. But with my mother. So I called my mom. I said, Mom, Jenny said that you went to church with some flowers. Is that true? Was it a temple you went to? She said, well, I didn't want to tell you. She said, you remember a few weeks ago when I called you and asked you to pray for severe pain on my legs, my knees? My mom is in her 70s, you know? And I said, yes. She said, you prayed. You prayed to, she always has a hard time saying his name. You know, Jesus. And I was like, yes. Well, that evening, the pain left. I said, yes. And then what? She said, well, I didn't know how to thank this Jesus. I didn't know what I could do for him. So I went out and got flowers. I got flowers. And I didn't know what church to go to. You know, there's so many in the Yellow Pages. So I just went to a random church that had a cross. Thought maybe he lived there. maybe he would receive my flowers. I said, Mom, he loves your flowers. He's received your flowers. He thinks they're cool flowers. And she said, I just went there and gave the flowers to the man, one of the leaders there, and said, this is for Jesus. She's not baptized yet, but guess what? You can guess it. She hasn't received the Holy Ghost yet, but guess what? Church, we live in a place where everything we believe is being mocked and downtrodden and rejected, that we're almost afraid to pray over our food in public in a restaurant. This is not a Canada issue, it's an American. Even in America, there's silent, stealthy ways to get us to deny our beliefs in the open. But he will not be denied. He will not be denied. You to lift up your hands right now. The scripture that comes to me as you begin to pray is where Paul, remember Paul says in 2 Corinthians, I take pleasure, I'm happy in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions and distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, can you finish that sentence? Then I am. Oh, right. So that's where my strength is. That's how I can be strong tomorrow when I go back to work, or in the middle of the week when the boss rails on me, or when my children just upset me, or when the money is not coming through and my job is too hard and I'm stressed out and depressed and anxious. That's where my strength is. To take pleasure in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions. And he said, we are troubled on every side. How many here you feel sometimes every side you turn to, there's no help? Is it just me? Is it you? Why don't you just say, I'm troubled on every side, but I'm not distressed. Say, I'm not distressed. Say, I'm perplexed. I'm confused sometimes with things that are happening around me, in my family, my finances, my work, but I'm not in despair. I might be persecuted, but I'm not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed. I'm not destroyed. You're not destroyed. You're not destroyed. You're not destroyed. You're not destroyed. And they considered it a privilege, you know, the disciples in the early days, to suffer great perils for the name of Jesus, because they realized that the journey of discipleship is about developing the character of Christ. That the only way I can become like Christ, if I walk the way of Christ. And he was rejected by everyone, particularly his own. Eight Iranian Christians jailed just a few months ago in Iran simply for sharing the gospel. Several years ago, a young Iranian schoolgirl gave her life to Christ, and when her parents found out, her father beat her until she was almost dead. She was seriously injured, and she was actually paralyzed from waist down because of the severe beating, but she kept her faith and continued to share Christ. You know what I want? Sometimes I feel my story is nothing compared to that Iranian schoolgirl. What I want is, I want that kind of power coursing through me. That if my neighbors reject me because I'm a little bit churchy, you know, I'm always talking about prayer meetings and church and Holy Ghost. I need to be talking about it more, but I want to be at a place where there's power coursing through me that nothing can get me down. Don't you want to be there at some point? I want to be at that point where I can read the newspapers and see all the horrible stuff that's happening around the world. In the United States, there's such great division in society. There's those that are clamoring for rights, and there are, and others that are victims and or playing the victim or whatever, but the enemy directs his attacks today in such a subtle way, not so much the physical body right now in America. We're not in the place yet where people are getting their heads chopped off or legs chopped off for professing Jesus Christ. Not yet. But it's coming. I believe that persecution is not a nice thing, but it's a necessary thing sometimes to cause us to hold on to this power, to cause us to lean solely on God and not everything else. The enemy is directing his attacks not against a person's physical body these days, but to our ego, you know. He focuses on the desire for acceptance, the fear of rejection, and the desire for status. I remember when the priest was surrounding me and just, you know, pushing me. Deny him. Jesus is not real. You do not know what you're going to lose. You're going to lose your mom and dad. They'll never speak to you again. You'll never be invited to weddings and funerals or birthdays. My mother told me this in eyeball to eyeball. My mother said, if I die, don't come for my funeral. It's very painful for a young girl. And that same mother said, I don't know what happened. All I know is you prayed and my legs don't hurt anymore, so I wanted to give flowers to Jesus. That was a long journey between then and now, but it was a journey worth walking. Don't give up on your children, on your spouse that is not worshiping with you yet, on your sons and daughters that may not be here yet. But if you want that power to be able to stand, not just religious persecution like I went through, but the power to just stand in the face of rejection and mocking and persecution and distress, and know that nothing can ever destroy you, nothing can ever separate you from the love of God, because you are more, not just conquerors, but more than conquerors through Christ who loves you. If you want that power, would you walk up in front and join me? Because I want to pray right now. Come on. Bring your families. Come up in front. I want to just pray, and I want you to pray with me. Everyone here. Everyone. Don't be afraid that you are going to be somehow put in a spotlight. No, the only thing that only one in the spotlight right now is Jesus Christ. Come on, right up in front, as close as you can get. As close as you can get. Come on, my love. He loves you, you know. You don't have to be afraid. Lift up our hands everywhere. Jesus said, rejoice and be glad. Paul declared, I think myself happy. They had a made up mind, and God wants to fill you to the point where you have a made up mind. Come on, church. I'm asking Pastor, and I'm asking Pastor Jack, and I'm asking the ministry team here, would you pray for these precious people, the visitors, our church people that have come forward with needs? If you have a need.
Lord, may nothing separate me from you today. Teach me how to choose only your way today, so each step will lead me closer to you. Help me walk by the word and not my feelings. Help me to keep my heart pure and undivided. Protect me from my own careless thoughts, words, and actions. And keep me from being distracted by my wants, my desires, my thoughts on how things should be. Help me to embrace what comes my way as an opportunity rather than a personal inconvenience. And finally, help me to rest in the truth of Psalm 86:13. Great is your love toward me. You already see the ways I will fall short and mess up. But right now, I consciously tuck your whisper of absolute love for me into the deepest part of my heart. I recognize your love for me is not based on my performance. You love me, warts and all. That's amazing. But what's most amazing is that the Savior of the world would desire a few minutes with me this morning. Lord, help me to forever remember what a gift it is to sit with you like this. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, what a testimony. The entire family came to God, mother and all. She said that mother, she ruled and reigned. And the dad had to sneak to her. But look what God did for them. Look what God did for them. And I tell you, as older ladies, we should be mothers to the lost. And if we can't do nothing but pray, we should pray for those that are lost. Yeah. And not try to win them as friends and be on their level, but have them to come on the level of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let him draw them to him as we lift him up, as we pray. Hallelujah. And ask God to bring his people together, because many are perishing today. Woo! It is so bad today to me to see what's out here and what people are doing. Even older people, they're following the lead of the young. And it shouldn't be. We should be leading the youth. Yeah, we should lead young men and young women to Jesus. We should tell them the truth. Yeah, I would love to open a house where they could just come and talk. Yeah. And share what's going on with them. I was in Fairbanks, Alaska at the runaway shelter. That's where I worked last. And working there, I would come to work at 7 a.m. in the morning. At first, Shantae had the 7 to 3 shift, and I had the 3 to 11, but she switched up, gave me her 7 to 3, and took my 3 to 11. And each morning I got there, there would be new children sometimes. And I got there one morning, and there was this young man, and he was from Texas. And I didn't know what to say. I am honest with you. But the Lord told me to call them all in, all the children, into the living room. I called everybody in. They come in. You could see stress on their face. Disruption, all kind of stuff. The young man, he was just sitting there looking pitiful because he didn't know what to expect. He didn't know what kind of person I was. So I asked him, I said, when you become an adult and finish school, what would you like to be? And he wanted to be in the sports and some other stuff. So I went on around the room and got what everybody wanted to be. They were so happy to express what they wanted to do in life. They were just so happy. And then, you know, I encouraged them to let them know you can be anything you truly want to be. And, you know, I've talked about some other people who have been in some terrible situations, but their ending was they became what they truly wanted to be, ball players, football, baseball, basketball, whatever it was. Some wanted to be entertainers, da-da-da-da-da. And so I talked to them about the Lord, you know, look at Jesus, anybody believe in Jesus, you know, and went on from there. And I had one young man that he didn't believe in nothing. And so I went on, and this young man from Texas, when he turned 18, I took him in, got him a job. When he got situated, he wanted to go back home. And I blessed him that he could go back home to his parents, because he didn't have to pay me for staying there. He didn't have to pay me for eating. His 18th birthday, I made sure he had a birthday cake and ice cream and dinner and, yeah, that kind of thing. Because, look, if children are our future, and those in their 30s and 40s, 50s and 60s and 70s know we plan to be here just a few more days. We need to help children. We need to help them so that we'll have a brighter future. Because what I'm seeing out here now, they have no feelings. Mm-mm. They have no love. And someone told me that's because they didn't know what love was. They had never been loved. And so they just out here and they join gangs and other stuff because these people tell them, we'll be your family. We love you. Da-da-da-da-da. And they believe the hype. And they get set up to do the devil's work. Yeah, he come in and trick them. A lot of them he has tricked out of their lives and tricked them to take the lives of other people. That devil is no joke. Yeah, he's notorious for murder. The scripture says he come to kill, steal, and destroy. That's the first thing it says, kill. He's a murderer. And so we need to reach out more if we can. If we can reach out more to children, young adults especially, this is what we need to do. And let them know, hey, I know you're looking at Hollywood. I know you're looking at the American Dream TV, and they say you can do this and have that and the other. But if you look to God, he'll make your life much better. Because with all this stuff that they're claiming for you, American Dream and all this stuff they're claiming, that come with stress, overthinking, anxieties, all kind of stuff. But if you come to God, you come into peace. First thing, you come into love, peace, joy, and happiness. And you won't be in competition with the world. Mm-mm. Nope. No competition with the world. You'll find yourself doing what you need to do and allowing the world to do what it needs to do. And when you're not in competition with the world, your life is better. You're more comfortable. Yeah. I don't have to have a special kind of car because the world has it. I got what I got so I would have room to deliver stuff to low-income clinics and to people who was in dire straits. And I would have enough room to do it. Yeah, I can lay down seats and make it become a truck. Uh-huh. That way I can carry more, deliver more. I didn't get it because it was just the fashion of the world and it was the, you know, the trend of the world. Matter of fact, I didn't even really know about this kind of truck. If I'm honest, a friend of mine got one, but I didn't even remember that that was the same truck. Yeah, mine 5 years younger than, older than hers. Hers 5 years younger than mine. I didn't even remember. Her daughter reminded me. So when we're not caught up into the ways of the world and we're doing what the world do, I really didn't know women were so caught up. They want the house on the hill with the dog named Fluffy. They want the money. All of the name brand stuff and the gold and everything quality. And I didn't know women were so caught up into that. But I soon learned. And I soon learned they'll do things that's not pleasing in the sight of God. Some of them get caught up and stuck into materialistic things. They're willing to suffer just to have materialistic things, money, the limelight. Yeah. Now, what I'm willing to suffer for is Jesus. I'm willing to suffer for him. Yeah. I'm willing that it appear that I'm giving up the right for the wrong. Uh-huh. I'm willing to love those that appear to be unlovable. I'm willing to serve. Last week and this week, it was a trying time for me. lot going on. Yeah. Saturday, you know, going to see my brother in rehab. Monday through Wednesday, I'm at the hospital. Yeah, all kind of stuff. And just got the news that the friend mom passed away. Oh, and they were close people. They were very close. So I got to be there. Uh-huh. And it's already all right in Jesus' name. He's the way, the truth, and the life. And that's the vineyard where I'm going with her. It's the vineyard. The harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. And we pray that the Lord of the harvest will send more laborers. But how about the labor that he called or chose us for, or called and chose us for? What are we going to do? Yeah. Are we going to serve him in love by serving others? Or are we going to sit around and complain and make great excuses? That's the preacher job. This is what we say. It's this person's job. It's that person's job. So when will it ever become our job? What will we ever do to serve God by serving others? Oh, it's an easy thing to do it for your loved ones now. Yeah, yeah. Those we love, it's easy to give to them. It's easy to serve them. Oh, grandmama's sick. Let me go over and take her some soup. Oh, grandmama's sick. I know how she like her house. Let me go and clean her house. Yeah, we do all of this. But how about that stranger? How about that neighbor two streets over? You seen them and waved at them. And you got the news that they were sick. But you never took the time to go by. You depended on her family doing it. You know she have children, so you believe her children is taking care of her. Yeah. But how about if you got a bouquet of flowers and went by and said, well, I heard Miss Green was sick, and I was coming by in hopes of visiting with her today. Do you think she'll mind if I come in and check on her for a few minutes? You would be surprised at how that would make Miss Green feel. And you have a bouquet of flowers or a basket of fruit, that would make Miss Green day. But we don't think like this. We don't think like that. We think about me, my, and I. Me, my family, and what I want. And what I need, this is where our hearts and minds are. But we got to be careful and remember others. Yeah. They taught me how to make care packages for the homeless. You put toothpaste and toothbrush and mouthwash and a washcloth and a bar of soap, a little thing of deodorant, and then you put some dollar bills in there, $2 or $3, so if they have to catch a bus somewhere. Yeah, they taught me this. And so if we could come together and raise money and put the care packets together and give them out, it is increasingly more homeless. It was already bad, but after COVID left, income, but I can't pay my rent. I wasn't working. So the money I had to buy food. I did this. I did even the money the government gave me. I still had to pay car payment, this, that, and the other. So a lot of people was put out of their comfortable homes and apartments because they didn't pay rent. So that was a few years ago they became homeless. And guess what? They're still homeless because they could never get back. Some people was able to go back to work and catch up. Some people was able to go back to work, save money, and start all over. Some was never able to do that. It's all kind of reasons people out here. I've seen a situation where the man said he lived in the house with his mom. And when his mom was sick, he took care of her. And his siblings, they depended on him to take care of the mom, and he did. And his mom passed away. And once his mom passed away, that ended his place to live. Yeah, so he had to go to the streets. Siblings didn't help him. Family members didn't help him. Yeah, so he had to get on out there and had been homeless for years. So a number of things. Children need things. Not only that, but children need talking to, encouraging. I've seen 4 years old, 5 years old, 6 years old. I've even seen teenagers and young adults, 17 to 19 years old. I showed them some attention. And boy, I couldn't get rid of them. Well, where you going when you leave here? I'm going so-and-so. Can I go? Oh, no, baby, because I'm not coming back this way. We don't have to come back this way. Oh, yeah, I have to bring you back home. I don't want to come back home. You see, God is good, but we got to be there and let him know I'm here for you. Now, I don't condone bad behavior, but if you're bringing good grades home and you're respectful to your parents, you're respectful to others, I don't mind giving you a gift every now and then. But if you misbehave, you're not bringing good grades home, and you treat your parents like they some person in the street that you know. You can't get nothing, not from me. I'm not that kind of person. I don't give good gifts to bad children. Yeah. You got to prove to me you're worthy. And we go on from that. Now, food and clothes and shoes, that's a different thing. If you need that, and I'm able to help get that for you, I understand. Bad or not, you need it. But to reward you, that's a whole nother level. Yeah. So I thank God today for a sound mind. I thank him today for healing, his healing power. Yeah, he's got all that kind of thing today. Just grateful. So listen, we're going to one more quick song. And when we come back, the studio is open. Feel free to press that number one and come in. Hallelujah.
For your spirit. Jesus in the Morning Radio. And you're with Barbara.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I speak the name of Jesus today. Yeah. Over everything, everything that concerns me, everything that concerns my family, I speak the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's a name where the righteous can run in and be saved. Yeah. I felt some things and I called the name of Jesus. It had to leave just that quick. Yeah. Power in his name. If you can but believe today. Yeah. If we can trust him today and have patience to wait on him. He's our God and he has not forgotten us. We don't have to fear. He's going to be with us through thick and thin. Oh, yeah. And it's all right today in Jesus' name. So we're grateful unto him. We appreciate him. We love him today. There's none like him over and over and over again. Yeah, I have been away Wednesday and Thursday. And I said, nah, I got to be back there by Friday. Yeah, testify Friday I'm going to be back there. Sister Dot, I didn't hear back from you. But if you have your Bible quiz questions ready and you're in a position where you can do them today, we can. It's totally up to you, or we can do them next Wednesday, whichever one is best for you. Yeah, it's all right today in Jesus' name. Uh-huh. And so we're moving on in him. He's the way, the day, the truth, and the life. Yeah, we can't come any other way but to him. Yeah, he's the author and finisher of all of our faith. And we're grateful unto him for all of this. He has done what he's doing right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And what he's going to do. Great and mighty thing. And so we bless his holy name. And we lift him up today in spirit and in truth. All right, let me see what Sister Dot says over here. And if you want to do it today, if not, we'll do it next Wednesday. Okay. All right, Sister Dot, I'm going to open your mic. And you can read the questions off and the answers to us. Good morning again. God bless you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Good morning to everyone.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, and we're ready, Sister Dot.
Oh, okay. All of these are multiple choice, and the first question is, if you couldn't bring a lamb for your sin offering, what would the law allow in its place? And the answer is 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. And that's found in Leviticus chapter 5, verse 7.
Okay.
Number 2, what quality of Jesus does Mark underscore more than any of the other gospels? And the answer is his humanity and deity, his healing powers. And that's found in Mark chapter 1.
Okay.
The next thing is, number 3, Jude makes reference to what city? Sodom and Gomorrah. And that's found in Jude chapter 1, verse 7. Number 4, what did Moses say should happen to a man's wealth if he died leaving no sons behind? And the answer is, everything he owns should go to his daughter. And that is found in Numbers chapter 27, verse 8. And the last question, number 5, is, which of these things does Job say about God? And the answer is, he sees all my ways and counts all my steps. And that is found in Job chapter 31, verse 4. And that's the end of the questions.
Okay. And yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much, Sister Dot. And I have my list here. And I got them in order, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Have them in order, so one day we'll go back over a few more things, yeah, and go from there. Hallelujah. All right, I'm going to close your mic, Sister Dot, and Sister Irene, I'm opening your mic right now. Good morning. God bless you. How are you?
Good morning. I'm blessed. I'm so blessed. Listening to the testimony tonight, and then she said, no other name, no other name, the name of Jesus. And I sat here in my chair, it's nighttime here, and I said, that's right, there's no other name, Lord. And I want to receive your healing right now. And thank you, Father God, thank you, Jesus. He's healing me right now, I know. Hallelujah. We have Lord, such a mighty God, and I'm so blessed. And I'm so thankful. I just had to tell you, like, because all power, and it's working. It's working right now with me.
Hallelujah.
I've been so bad this whole day, and I'm feeling like dancing. And I thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
thank
God.
Yes.
I'm so grateful, and I'm so blessed.
Yes, Lord.
I just wanted to share that with you all. And that's what I just did. We've got such an awesome God.
Yes, he is.
And all power. And all things are possible. I know. Mm. I know. Because I'm experiencing it right now. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for letting me share that.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's faithful. He's faithful. And he's on our side today in spite of us. He's got healing power. We just have to believe him. Yeah. And go before him for our healing and believe he's done it and keep believing.
Yes.
Keep talking about, I'm healed, I'm healed. Which is stripes,
yes.
I'm healed. Yeah, he took a beating for the healing of the nation. I'm healed. Yeah, just keep talking about it. And the more and more you testify of it, the more God is going to reveal to you that you are healed. And I know he healed me, and I yet feel the symptoms of the thing sometimes, but I know I'm healed. Yeah, and I'm not about to feed into not being here. Yeah. Yeah, so it's all right in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yeah.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
This morning, I could hardly walk. And I've had a few more problems. And I'm walking, and I don't use crutches. And the other problems seem to be going now as well. Who? Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
I think quite a while now. It's been almost a couple of months that I've been struggling with different parts of my body not working the way they should. But it's all coming together. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And so we just believe him and keep going. And you have an even bigger testimony. I should say greater testimony in a few minutes. Yeah. Just keep believing and keep trusting him. And I believe he's going to bring you back to where you used to be in, you know, where you're comfortable, you have energy, and you know, you may not be able to run a marathon or do a backflip, but you'll be able to feel better. You feel better. You're able to walk again. When you drive your car, you know, you're feeling all right. Yeah, because you've been healed.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And so we thank him today. Yeah, we speak his healing power upon you in Jesus' name. Yeah, we speak the healings of Almighty God Jehovah upon you today.
Yes.
And Lord, do it for your glory. It's a desire to be healed. And Father, we know it. When we delight ourselves in you, it's you that give us the desires of our heart. So continue to heal Irene in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you right now. Father, continue to heal Sister Dot. Continue to heal Sister Sherry. Sister Jerry this morning. Continue to heal, oh God. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you. We thank you right now. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For believing and walking in the healing. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. There's none like him. Yeah, we can search all over. Won't find nobody. Nobody greater than Almighty God. Yeah.
Nobody.
Just thankful unto him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Is there another? Let me look right quick. All right. If I have a testimony, I just have something they would like to say this morning. Good morning to you, Sion. God bless you this morning. I think I saw, good morning, Pastor David. God bless you this morning. I knew I saw you down here earlier. Oh, all right, Brother Anthony, coming at you right now. Good morning, sir. God bless you. How are you?
Bless, holler, faithful. Good morning to everybody. Can you hear me this morning?
Yes, sir, we can hear you. I mean, if you speak up just a little bit louder, we'll hear you better.
All right. How about now?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, just want to, first of all, give God thanks for waking me up this morning. Thank him for life, health, and strength, keeping my right mind, allowing me to see another day I never seen before. I want to thank God for the activity of my limbs. And I just thank God for what he's doing to me, where he brought me from, where he's taking me yet. And I'm just blessed to be here another day. And I'm blessed to hear y'all's voice, and I hope y'all blessed hearing mine. And I just want to give God all the glory, honor, and the praise. And I just thank God for what he's doing and everybody that's listening. And good morning also to Mother Dot, Sister Irene. Good morning to you and Sister Jerry and everybody listening this morning. And it just blessed me to hear y'all voices and, you know that God is continuing to heal and deliver and do his will in our life. And, you know, we able to come on the line this morning and, you know, hear one another's voice and everybody in good health. So I just speak that in Jesus' mighty name. And we all heal and we all going to continue to be healed. And, you know, God, just awesome. We just sometimes we just can't get words out to express. But, you know, I just thank God you know, and I'm blessed again just to be here another day to, you know, I see how, you know, the enemy attacking, try to attack, you know, my body, even me. You know, I'm having a little issues with my my blood sugar and stuff, but, you know, the devil is alive. And, you know, the main thing with me, I just got to stay focused and, you know, keep my mind set where it was at and know that, you know, I'm going to go down, but I'm going to fight to the end, and that's got to continue to, you know, do what I'm supposed to do. And, you know, that's too a part of all of it is me being responsible and holding my end, because I need to continue to exercise and, you know, eat the right food and stuff. And, you know, sometimes, you know, we struggle with eating things that we ain't supposed to eat, you know, and sometimes we can get out of hand with it, you know, but, you know, we got to be able to take control of this flesh of ours and say, hey, no, you know, we got to restrain from that and stay focused and, you know, focus on God and focus on our help and, you know, get back on track, you know, and, you know, so y'all just ask, y'all just continue to pray for me, my strength in the Lord, and I pray y'all strength in the Lord and y'all healing as well in Jesus' mighty name. And I just was thinking about that testimony of the lady, and she about the family that got saved, and she was speaking about the one young lady that the father beat her and made it, had a cripple, and then, you know, that made me think about, you know, even the testimony of the guy, you know, that died and came back, that went to hell and came back. How he said that out of all the gods that people worship, that God, our God, Jesus, is the most hated of all of them. So then that made me think, so what power, you know, we know the power that he got, so they know the power, and that's why they hate. So when people say they don't believe in God, why you can't believe in God? If everybody hate God and curse his name, like the man said, curse his name out of every God that it is, you know, that people can worship, that one guy, they decide they want to cut his name. So that must be some clarity to let you know that he's powerful than all of them. If they pick that one person, that one guy, Jesus, and don't want, you know, his name to be mentioned or, you know, worship and, you know, wanted to curse his name, you know, how great is he? You know, that shows you how the royaltiness of him, of God and his name. And, you know, like they say, you know, you speak of his name and demons are flee. You know, so I give God all the glory, all the praise. I thank God for my relationship, and I thank God for each and every one of y'all relationship. And we just got to continue to call on his name, you know, throughout whatever we're going through. And of course, we know that he will do, deliver, set free, and heal. And ain't nothing that nobody can do to us, because at the end of the day, God got us. So, you know, I just want that to be in your mind, on your heart today. You know, just continue to strive and walk the walk and continue to call on his name when you need to call on it. And when you don't need to call on it, still call it. Glory be to God. So I just thank God. And I hope y'all have a blessed and awesome day today. And y'all have a blessed morning as well. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Brother Anthony. And amen, amen. Because God is faithful. He's on our side today. And all we got to do is believe. I know some people say, oh, no, it take more than that. No. All it take is belief. All it take is truly trusting God. Now, when you believe and you trust God, you let go. You let go. And if you let go, many times you forget what you prayed. I'm telling you the truth. Many times you forget. You still be hopping around or whatever. And then all of a sudden it'll hit you one day. I'm not hopping like I used to. And it'll come to you. I prayed. I trust God. I'm healed. Yeah, all of that. Blood sugar, we call it out, high blood levels of sugar. We call it out the body in the name of Jesus and cast it back to the pits of hell. and we put back normal blood levels that the body is supposed to have. Anything that that body is not supposed to have, we call it out and cast it to the pits of hell in the name of Jesus. And we restore back in there what should be. In Jesus' name. Yeah. He took a beating for the healing of the nation. With the stripes, we already healed. Not only that, but guess what? He yet have the power to heal us. So when we call on him for healing, because I'm healed, I know that I am, there's no way I could do what I do if I wasn't healed. But guess what? It's me that go back and do the thing to unheal it. I'm the one to go back and want chocolate chip cookies, vanilla ice cream, and pecans and walnut. That's me. That ain't God. No point in me lying on him. Now, I know if I eat a big bowl of that, my blood sugar, it's got to go up. But if I stay away from that, I should be good, and I am good. The man come to me just out the clear blue sky the other day. He said, make sure that your colon is cleansed. If your colon is cleansed, all of the sickness of these type, diabetes, blood pressure, all of these type things, they'll go away. He said, even you'll see better. It will affect your eyes, but your colon must be thoroughly cleansed. I said, well, whoop doop, look at this. Anybody ever been for a colostomy? What is it called? Colostomy? I think that's what it's called. Before you go, you have to thoroughly clean your body out. And so this is what we need to do often. Make sure we clean it out. Because as we get older, food don't digest as quick. Yeah. It's a lot of things that's going on. Especially if we're not exercising, we're not eating properly. So we got to make sure it's cleansed. And if we can clean it, then we can keep it clean by eating vegetables, fruits. Yeah, lay up off the meat if we can. Yeah. Colonoscopy. Did I say it right, Sister Di? Colonoscopy. I think I said it right. Yeah.
Yes.
But if we eat right, we going to feel right. Greens. I went to the smoothie shop. Sister Sion told me what kind of green smoothie to get. I was just sharing that with Shantae. I drank that green smoothie. And for days, do you know, I felt the effect of that thing. I still have half of it left in the freezer because they give you a big tall one. Good. It was real good. And I wanted to drink it all, but I said, I'm going to save some. But that really refreshed my body, and I felt so good for days. Oh, I was walking up and down the halls at the hospital, going to see Nikki, this and that. Oh, I forgot this down there. Let me go over here. Yeah. He blessed me. He blessed me. Yeah. Never would have made it. Hallelujah. Without him. So we thank him. We thank him. And we're going to depend on him for our healing. We're going to trust him. We're going to ask him, Lord, what I shouldn't do, don't let me do it. If I need to get the weight off, God, help me. Don't let me put all of this stuff in me that I shouldn't eat. Because, see, what I put in me, it grows out. It take me out. The measurement, it get wider. Yeah. So what? And from front to back, it gets longer because of what I'm putting in. And the other day, somebody was telling me about the person, oh, they got cancer. I said, bring them to me. Let me cook for them. And if they can eat, let them eat this I cook. Cancer got to go. Yeah. God is faithful. God is faithful. And so we just thank him today. And y'all forgive me for all the typos in the marquee of the show, you know, telling what the show going to be about. I type one thing, but when I look back at it, it'd be a whole nother. And they give me the opportunity to edit it. But when I look at it, I don't see that. Then when the show starts, I see typos. I'm like, look at that. But I go right on in Jesus' name because the devil is a liar. He's the father of all lies. Yeah. His job is to steal, kill, and destroy. Kill, steal, and destroy. But we were the one that come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We're thankful unto him today. Yeah. And just grateful, just grateful. So listen, we're going to pray out this morning. And we pray the Lord bring us back Monday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for another episode of Jesus in the Morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah, that Green Island smoothie. If y'all got a smoothie shop somewhere in your town, go by there and get you a Green Island smoothie. I mean, Island Green. Yeah, it's got all the green stuff we need in it. Kale and all this kind of thing. The way they made mine was had a little sweet taste to it. Yeah. And Shantae put ginger in hers and a shot or something. I just got the straight up Island Green. I tore it up. I'm kidding, I had to stop myself so I could have some for another time. But I might go over there today and get a fresh one. Yeah, fresh and new and improved. Uh-huh. That thing make me feel good and give you energy and make you feel better. Uh-huh. And it's already all right. All right, let's pray out. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for all that's been said and done here today. We thank you for your healing power. Father, we thank you that you took the beating for the healing of the nation. There's all manner of healing in the hem of your garment. And Father, it's you that heal all manner of sickness and disease. We're your people. We know you love us. Father, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is for our healing today. And Lord, that same power, we believe you're healing us right now. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, of everything from head to toe, total healing, blood sugar lining up, pancreas acting right, working right, in the name of Jesus, blood pressure leveled out, anything that's wrong this morning is getting right in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we can't say thank you enough. And as we depart this morning, Father, bless our going out. Bless our coming in. Meet the need in our lives today, according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. Father, those that are in need of finances, move today, O God. Money answers all things. And Father, we want money, big, big money. Money makes us happy, and money makes us glad. Money, 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 big, big money. And Father, ain't nobody mad but the devil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, Father, we ask all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you right now. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah, that we can come to you for anything we need. Father, you're the supplier, and we thank you today. Ask it all again in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from another in the name of Jesus. Go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed day. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you this weekend, starting April 19, 2024, in Jesus' name. So at this time, I'm going to say bye-bye. And again, have a blessed weekend. And we are going to our last song of the morning. And after this song, I won't be coming back. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I thank God for this weekend. Yeah.
patiently await your answer. What will it be?
Sight beyond what I see. You know what's best for me. Prepare my mind, prepare my heart for whatever comes. I'm gonna be ready, strength to pass any test. I feel like I'm so blessed with you in control. I can't go wrong, 'cause I always know I'm gonna be ready.
I was free to do what I wanted to. Lost everything, but I still had you. You showed me your grace. Now my